Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.
Final hour this Memorial Day Monday here on the BetQL Network with Ryan Rothstein. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine. Let's talk a little baseball. Full slate of games on deck today. Cleveland at Baltimore. Baltimore's the minus 150 money line. Texas, minus 175, favored at the road, on the road against Detroit. My Royals, terrible baseball team at St. Louis. Cardinals, minus 210. Tampa, no surprise, minus 135 at the Cubs. Colorado on the road at Arizona. Diamondbacks, early season surprise at minus 185. Minnesota at Houston. Pittsburgh at San Francisco. Atlanta at Oakland. Atlanta's favored to win that game by 2.5 runs, minus 250 on the money line. Poor Oakland. We were just talking about how good the American League East is and all those teams over 500. I'm looking at the standings. Everybody in the American League West is also over 500 except for the A's. You've got Texas leading the way at 33-19. Let's start there, Ryan. If you're talking about surprise teams, maybe teams that you thought were going to be good that have been a whole lot better, or teams you didn't have too much expectation for, who's pulled it off on the good side so far? Because to me, it's Texas. I thought Texas was going to be pretty good. I like the moves they made this offseason. I didn't think, though, that about a third of the way into the season, they'd be leading that division. I thought it'd either be Houston or the Mariners. You probably could have even talked me into the Angels. But the fact that the Rangers are 33-19 early on, really impressive.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about Baltimore as a team that has certainly come out the gates hot here, and I still say come out the gates because it's not June just quite yet. I don't know. I think you look at the Blue Jays, what, 10.5, 11 games back. I think they're a team that's going to be a little bit better than what they've been able to do. I mean, they're 28-26, but my point is I think they're going to be able to compete in that division when we get to August, or September. I think, for sticking with what I keep the closest eye on in the NL East, this is a division that I thought was going to be really competitive, and it really hasn't been the case at all in the first couple months of this MLB season. It's just been the story of the Atlanta Braves. It's been the Atlanta Braves show. The Phillies have been dealing with a lot of injuries and just a lot of inconsistent play. Offense has been bad, and that's what they have signed up for as what they need to be a championship contender, is just their offense. They've been leaving runners in scoring position almost daily. Their starting rotation has four pitchers instead of five. It's a mess. Trey Turner is starting to come alive, but you gave him $300 million. He's in the worst slump of his entire career. My point there is I think the NL East is going to end up being a little bit more competitive and coming back to earth when we get to middle of July. But that's been a surprise. I don't know. What about you?
Phillies will get it figured out. Their manager went to KU like I did. He's a Jayhawk, so it's all gravy, baby. I'm with you, though. Like, a little bit of an early season surprise, 25-28 are the Phillies. The Marlins are the team that's surprising a lot of people right now in the National League East, over 500. Not a lot of expectations for them. They're 28-26. The Mets, they were BetMGM's third favorite to come out of the National League behind the Dodgers and the Braves at the beginning of the year, and they're playing 500 baseball. What say you about the Mets? It feels like you keep talking about how early on the season it is. They're that team where it's like, all right, just chill out, bro. There's 110-something games left in the baseball season, or 105-plus games. The Mets, to me, are that team that just wait. They're going to get it right.
Oh, I completely disagree, because they're typically the team that we say, just wait, they're going to get it wrong. They typically always seem to collapse at the end of the season. It's like, oh, the Mets, they have this roster, they spent all this money. I just don't believe in them. Like, last season is one of the perfect examples of, we talked about the Mets for four straight months, and then when it was all said and done, they just weren't anything special at all when it really mattered. So I just don't believe in the Mets, just because I haven't seen it. They have the capability, they have the talent. There is a lot of baseball in front of them. But I'm not buying it, right? Like, if I have to buy low right now, it's probably the Phillies, and there's a little bias there, but they just have the talent from top to bottom for that to make sense. And we've seen them do it, right? We haven't seen this Mets team do it at all in recent years. So I'm just still uncertain about them.
All right, if we're talking about National League teams as stocks and we're trying to buy low, I got one for you. How about those San Diego Padres, who spent $1 billion, and that's actually not too much of an exaggeration. I think it was like $500 million in the offseason, and they tried to improve everywhere. And you look at their lineup, and it looks unbelievable on paper. And here we are, they're 24-29. They play in the same division as the Dodgers. And the problem is, it's not just the Dodgers they're looking up at in the standings. It is the Dodgers, also the Diamondbacks, also the Giants, all playing pretty good baseball. At some point, as early as it is in the season, it's not going to be. They better get it right by the All-Star break, the Padres. I don't think they're going to do what they did last year, where have a really hot last month of the season, find their way in the back door of the playoffs, then end up in the championship series. I just think that we're wrong about them.
What makes you feel that way, though?
They're just something. I feel like every time I watch them, I have to take a shower. They make me feel dirty. You know what it is? I bet a lot on them and I lose. That's been the problem. They get hooked a lot. They lose a lot of games. Like, by, if you bet them on the money line, they lose a lot of games by that half a run. So it's just, they're just dirty. And again, they play in a division where, we talk about this a lot, like, it'd be great if you're an average baseball team to play in an average division, right? If you're Cleveland, or if you're Minnesota, if you're the White Sox, you're going to be in it the entire year. If you're the Padres, you could really bury yourself here.
Yeah, no, I agree with that completely. I think that's fair. I don't know. I like their chances of getting it right, and being back in the mix, sort of like how they were last year. Do we buy the Angels at all?
Man, if they were a stock, I don't think I'm touching them, but I want to see you buy them. Because I want to see what happens to it, right? Like, I want to call you and be able to be like, oh, man, you made a bunch of money. I want to call you when, Shohei Ohtani wins 23 games and has an ERA of 1.9 and Mike Trout has 44 home runs and 122 RBI and they go 500 and miss the playoffs. Either way, it'd be fun, but I don't want to bet on them. Would you put money on them? It's tempting.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I mean... Yeah, I sound a little bit hypocritical because I talked about history, as it relates to the Mets and why I don't believe in them. But the Angels, they have Mike Trout and they have Ohtani, and they haven't been necessarily awesome. I mean, Ohtani's always awesome, but they can be better, I think, is my point early on so far in this season. They are two games above 500. Maybe this is the year that they get into the playoffs, right? I think, depending on what number we're talking about, depending on what bet we really are thinking about making. But yeah, as far as at least Angels to be a playoff team, I can see myself buying that right now.
Of course, Mike Trout always in the MVP conversation. Shohei Ohtani coming off of an MVP a season ago. As far as that goes right now, like, the numbers are sometimes a little bit skewed early on in the season. I'm always tempted just to go with Aaron Judge, right? Like, you look at his numbers right now, plus 700. Shohei Ohtani is the favorite at minus 130. The problem with putting money on Ohtani, especially this early, and I hate even talking about injuries before they happen, but he's just out there a lot, right? It could be his arm. It could be something on the base pass. It could be something out in the whatever. So I feel a little more comfortable putting that plus 700 on Aaron Judge. Yordan Alvarez, good money at 20-1. Same thing with Mike Trout, as I mentioned, at 20-1. If you think the Blue Jays are going to get right, like you said, Vlad Guerrero Jr. has got to be a big reason at 25-1. Yeah. Same thing with Bo Bichette. So this is a fun futures bet to make, right? Because, like, if a guy gets hot in the middle of the summer, then you're just hoping that he stays healthy. But to me, 7-1 on Aaron Judge, already has 15 home runs early on in the season, looks pretty tasty to me.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with Aaron Judge, especially if you're getting a number like 7-1 with the guy of his stature and capability. You know, what about Mike Trout? You know, I bring up the Angels. If they end up becoming a playoff team, I mean, isn't Mike Trout going to be a massive factor and driving force behind that? And I love that number. It's juicy. Him at 20-1. You mentioned Vlad Guerrero Jr., 25-1. I like that as well. But man, I mean, let's just be real here. I mean, as long as Ohtani stays healthy, how is it not Ohtani? I mean, minus 130, he's probably still by far and away the best bet.
So he's leading the league in strikeouts right now. He has 90 of those, an ERA under 3, hitting right around 300. Damn, yeah, that's not a terrible argument. Aaron Judge, like I said, leading the American League, 15 home runs ahead of Garcia for Texas, Alvarez for Houston. Rafael Devers out there in Boston has 13. And then if you want one of those Blue Jays, there's a couple of those guys that are on that list. Bo Bichette is an interesting one. He's hitting 338 right now for those Blue Jays in the American League. Yeah, it is kind of fun to look up and down the standings so far early this year, because there are a lot of teams that we had high expectations for that are pretty good, right? Like, you look at teams like the Braves, kind of like we expected. I thought the Rays were going to be pretty good. But at some point, Ryan, and I don't know how soon it comes, there's going to be some sort of separation, because it feels like right now it's just a big mess with a bunch of teams. In the American League, I ain't putting a dollar on my Royals because they stink, but in theory, they're only 11 and a half games back. So if they had a good 2 weeks, they're still in the thick of things. But really, everyone besides the Royals and the A's in the American League, you could probably talk me into putting a few bucks down on.
Yeah, it feels, not only does it feel wide open, it is wide open, right? I mean, devaluation, is that what I'm looking for, of Major League Baseball's regular season? Yeah, we'll go with it. That, like, the regular season doesn't matter in baseball. Is that fair to say?
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
But like, what does it matter?
I would say the same thing for the NBA though, wouldn't you? Like, haven't we seen the way that this postseason has played out that the regular season matters to an extent, but also we can only complain about guys resting their players when you see how in the playoffs seeding really. I mean, look, the Lakers made it all the way to the conference finals. The Miami Heat tonight, one game away. By the way, we're going to talk more Heat on the other side. If they win tonight, they had to play in the play-in game. Now, if they win tonight, they're in the NBA Finals. So, yeah, I mean, to some extent, for these, we're talking about 162 games here. Seeding only matters so much.
Yeah, well, the NBA is certainly the leader of that model, but you can say it almost in every sport. Certainly in hockey, you know, but baseball. We look at teams having these massive off season spending buku bucks, and it doesn't matter, right? Like, if we pull up the last 10 to 20 World Series matchups and World Series winners, you know, how many teams that finished the regular season with the best record ended up winning the championship, the World Series? Not many. We talk about the Dodgers every year, right? Like, going back even further, teams that were stacked, teams that win 100-plus games, they don't end up winning at all. So you can
six,
make a lot of bets
six
right
is
now.
The answer, by the way. I look six. While you were talking. Six out of the last 20 have had the best record. So you're right. Like, it doesn't happen that often. So if you're a bettor and you want a team, you look at the Rays and they go really deep, or I should say they keep winning games and they win 110, 115. To Ryan's point, sometimes that means they're going to have postseason success. And by the way, also 13 of those teams did make the World Series. So, and that's just out of the last 20. So if you're a team with a really good record, you're probably going to go deep in the playoffs. Good chance you make it to the World Series. Better chance you end up losing. With Ryan Rothstein, I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine. We'll keep talking a little baseball here for a few minutes, and we'll switch gears back to the Eastern Conference Finals because we have a Game 7 tonight. We're talking AL MVP. What about NL MVP? Maybe that thing's in New York also. Pete Alonso has been killing it so far. Pete Alonso's numbers are silly, hitting right around 300. He has 20 home runs. Damn. He has 20 home runs. And he has 46 RBI. Feels like right now he should be the leader in the clubhouse, but you can get him at 13-1 because Ronald Acuña Jr., who's also been great this year, is at even money. Freddie Freeman's your second favorite at 12-1.
Yeah, I look at a guy like Paul Goldschmidt, who is at 20-1 right now at BetMGM Sportsbook. That's a guy I certainly would feel comfortable putting my money on. You know, and another one I'll throw out there is Bryce Harper, a guy that I'm close to the situation with because, you know, he's a guy that came back from injury now this season super fast. He's just an absolute freak of nature. And he's getting ready to play first base for the Phillies, right? Like, he is making a massive change right now for himself individually for the betterment of this Phillies ball club after you lose Hoskins for the year. So my point is Harper ends up playing first base. He ends up putting up numbers like he always does. He plays well at first, helps the Phillies turn this thing around. You know, that has all the makings of Harper ending, you know, putting himself in contention, I'll say, at the least, to win NL MVP, and it's a great number.
And the voters have shown us in the past, Ryan, that they like giving that guy MVP votes. And he's been deserving of them when he's won that award. He'd have to go off here in the second half of the season. The Phillies, damn it, you better start winning some baseball games if you want to be in any conversations for any awards. As I said, Acuña Jr. right now is the favorite at even money. That's crazy. Even money this early in the season for an MVP. Don't throw that down. You can get good money on Matt Olson, 35-1. Tatis Jr. right now, right around 30-1. Max Muncy also hanging right around that number. Coming up next, we'll talk a little bit more NBA. We got ourselves a Game 7, baby, tonight. You're locked into the BetQL Network.